The Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons examination was set from the Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons, and there was a group of men came round to each college. They set the paper, and then they came round doing all the colleges, doing orals and practical examinations. The only time we went to the university was to sit our degree exam every year. We sat class exams, but for the degree exam, you had to pass that before you could go on to the next year. Bute Hall at Glasgow University is where we sat. It was big enough for each year to be in there. It's a great big hall, an enormous place. And the worst thing about it was a great big tower in the middle and contained a bell which rang every quarter of an hour, and if you weren't doing very well, that bell was a damn use. I've only got another quarter of an hour. It rang every quarter of an hour, and you sat for about 2 hours doing these papers. But when it came to the final, a group of men, veterinary surgeons, would come and give you orals and practicals. We sat the exam round about June, and it was July before they came round to Glasgow. By that time you'd forgot a lot of the stuff you thought you knew. I remember the first, how much linseed oil does it take to give a horse diarrhoea? And I thought, I had been sorting up everything else, but I says, well, it depends what's wrong with it. And I think that was the right answer to give. It was a stupid question. It was the first question I got when I walked into the oral. How much linseed oil would scour a horse? Linseed oil, that is an aperient for a horse. It makes its bowel soft, and if it's got colic, it gets rid of the pain in his gut.
So can you remember what you were asked to do in the practical exam?
I was asked to examine that cow. Can you tell me what's wrong with that cow? I started off very well with that because a lot of them were looking for something very fancy, and I just went over the usual and I said, it's got mastitis in its right-hand back quarter. And he says, you're the first one that's come in and given me the answer first time. And that got me off in a good state. So there we are.